Rudy Giuliani and 17 others indicted in Arizona. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The charges are conspiracy, fraud, forgery, and that is in a scheme to illegally claim that former President Trump won Arizona in 2020. State Attorney General Chris Mays.
The defendants charged by the state grand jury allegedly schemed to prevent the lawful transfer of the presidency. Whatever their reasoning was, the plot to violate the law must be answered for, and I was elected to uphold the law of this state.
Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, is among those indicted, while the former president is named as an unindicted co-conspirator. As the Supreme Court hears the former president's claim of immunity today, he will be back in court for a third day of testimony in his hush money trial.
With the former publisher of the National Enquirer back on the witness stand. David Pecker is the first witness in the case, and this will be the third day of questioning by prosecutors. On Tuesday, he told the court about a 2015 meeting he attended at Trump Tower with the former president and his fixer, Michael Cohen, giving details about a plot to conceal sex scandals that could damage then-candidate Trump during the 2016 campaign. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Pro-Palestinian protesters continue to rock college campuses. Dozens arrested yesterday at the University of Texas and another 50 at the University of Southern California.
It's scary. It's frightening.
USC alumnus Jared Zellman.
It may not affect everybody in our country, but these people are young and they're going to age. And at some point, they're going to make up an extremely influential segment of America's people, and we are all going to suffer the consequences.
Speaker Mike Johnson visited Columbia University in New York City yesterday, calling on the school president to resign for mishandling the protests. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Federal regulators take up a major internet rule today.
The Federal Communications Commission will vote today to reinstate net neutrality rules overturned during the Trump administration. Net neutrality is the principle that there should be equal access to all content, regardless of its source. The FCC is moving to bring back the rules and give the commission more oversight, which supporters say is necessary for a level playing field. Those opposed argue the overturning during the Trump administration has led to more competition, faster broadband speeds, and lower prices. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The University of Virginia responds to serious hazing activities by terminating one fraternity, Pi Kappa Alpha, and suspending three others on its Charlottesville campus. Some lawmakers say that Mexico is not complying with a water treaty, and that is hurting American farmers.
This is the first year that I have zero irrigation water.
Brian Jones has been farming near the border for almost 40 years. He's seeing a huge drop in crops because of the lack of irrigation water from Mexico. A 1944 treaty requires Mexico to supply the U.S. with so many acre feet of water, but Mexico is behind on its delivery. The sugar mill just down the road from Brian was the only one in Texas. It shut down this year because it didn't have enough water for production. Oliviana Kalmes, Fox News.
The first round of the NFL draft is set for tonight in Detroit.
The first pick belongs to the Chicago Bears. Several quarterbacks expected to get drafted early, from USC's Caleb Williams and LSU's Jaden Daniels to Michigan's J.J. McCarthy and North Carolina's Drake May.
Fox's Jared Max. Up to 160 long-finned pilot whales beached on the Western Australian coast today. At least 26 of them died before wildlife officers could attempt to rescue them. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.